I'm in tune,
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 I'm about to take it to the moon, let's go.
Relationships, music, interviews, and more. You are now in tuned with Ms. P and the Intuned family. Live 7 days a week, only on the intunedshow.com. is your girl, Miss P, and you are now in tune. So last night, we were supposed to be talking to Goddess Amber Lee, but unfortunately, as Blog Talk love to do, they love to do updates, and then they send you these emails that I, for one, do not pay attention to, but need to pay attention to when I'm booking my guests. So Miss Goddess Amber Lee is on tonight, giving us her time, and I'm really, really appreciative to that. Excuse me, I'm all tongue twisted. I want to give a big shout out to Dr. Sue for putting her on to me, because Miss P is trying to venture into this realm, and she said the best person to talk to was Goddess Amber Lee. So we have her here, and we have so many people tuned in tonight because they're very interested, and I know it's mostly women, Amberly, who's interested in, you know, getting to know how do you do it. So without further ado, I'm going to let her tell us all about herself. For those who want to ask questions, you can press 1, but make sure you're respectful. For those who are in the chat room and you have any questions, you can definitely leave those questions, and I will definitely ask her. So without further ado, Goddess Amber Lee, how are you this evening?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you so much for the hiccup yesterday and then being so gracious as to honoring us again tonight with your presence.
No, it's. I always tell people, if someone offers to, like, interview you or something, you're dumb, like, jump over hoops. I appreciate it that you guys would have me on here.
Absolutely. I mean, you're awesome. I mean, you wrote a book, and then Dr. Sue co-signed it, and I love her so much that anything and anyone that she tells me is the way to go is the way to go.
I agree with you 100%. Dr. Sue, like, I have not missed one of her episodes of her show in, like, forever. And then she showed me you guys, and I was like, oh, my God, this is so awesome. I listened to a couple of your backlogs. I haven't gotten through a ton of it, but I'm in love with everything that I've listened to.
Aw, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that. So the reason why I had you on tonight, Goddess, was really to kind of, like, you know, get all the little, pussy foot into the side, because all of us as women know, and this is my thing, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like as a woman, why am I complaining that I don't have money? If I'm a woman and I have children, why am I complaining that I can't do certain things for my children? I understand that there are certain things that, you know, prohibit us from doing certain things, but as someone who used to strip back in the days, because I had my son young and I was married young, and there was no income for me, so I decided that I didn't want to be on welfare, and I didn't want to, you know, have to depend on people, so I turned to stripping as a source of income. And although that's dependent on those dollars, for me, it didn't feel like I was dependent on a government or my family to take care of me for, you know, putting myself in a position to have a son at a young age. So I don't have anything against anyone who has to do what they have to do, but I also know that as a woman, when you aren't at that point when you have to do what you have to do, then you do it. You can let me know how you feel about that.
No, like 300%. My mom was on government assistance. My dad wasn't. They weren't together. And I spent my formative years with my dad. Well, I guess not formative, but my younger years with my dad, my teenage years with my mom. And I remember thinking, this is not the life for me. This is not what I want to do. And when I hit 18, I didn't want to live with her anymore. It was a toxic situation. But I didn't know how to drive. I had nowhere to go. All of the jobs I could get straight out of high school, I needed a car. Bus system wasn't the best. And I turned to phone sex. I wish I had the confidence back then. I kick myself daily that I did not get into stripping, but I turned to phone sex because I needed to be able to make money and I needed to not be able to travel. I also did like the idea that I wouldn't have to show my face if I didn't want to, and that to me, I'm not going to lie, when I started in phone sex, my plan was to get out. Like a lot of strippers, too. They, you know, I'm going to do this for a little bit, get myself in a better situation, get out. And 13 years later, I'm still in it. And I love it. I went from having to do it to why would I do anything else? And I'm with you. If you're a female, I don't care if you're 60 years old. There is some sort of sex work, even if with some your limitations or whatever, that you can do. And if people think it's easy, they're kidding. A lot of people tell me, oh, well, you're just banking on sexuality. Yeah, and you know what? McDonald's banks on the fact that people are hungry. That's
very true.
It's what I like to tell people. I'm like, yeah, the Target banks on the fact that you want better clothes. Everybody's banking on something.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I love that you said that because it's like, you know, I'm a certified life coach as well. So I try to talk as real as possible to the people that, you know, talk to me about anything. And again, I go back to the fact that if certain things aren't working for you, you're having sex for free. So if I'm not telling a woman to sell her body, but if you're having sex for free, have sex for money. If you're sitting on the phone and it costs to have a phone bill and it costs to have these connections to these individuals that you're attracted to, then why aren't they paying for these connections? If you're hungry and your children are hungry, you know, affection and heartstrings aside, how do you make these things happen for yourself without, you know, I mean, these are things that I think about. For me, I'm not going to be in a position to have a hungry child or not have light for my child because my child didn't ask to be here. So whatever it takes, I'm going to do it to make sure that it's, you know, going to happen. Now, I never put my foot into phone sex, but I'm very, very, very interested in doing that now because, you know, I'm coming to a place right now where I feel like, you know, coming from a stripper's point of view, if you were able to just be out there and be in the open with your body and not care, because I was never a thin girl, so I never was like these little skinny, no breast type women. I was always the one that had all the love handles and all this other stuff, and I used to make money, and they used to pay me to come to the club to dance. So with that, that gave me confidence, because at first I was like, damn, you know, I'm fat, I'm this, I'm that. But you begin to realize that every person has their own idea of beauty and
get
sexy
in where you fit in. Yeah.
Essence. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So how do we, you know, jumpstart, like someone who's interested in jumpstarting into this, what would be the steps that you would like lay down for them?
Well, first off, I wrote a book. It's a 250-page book, and I give it away absolutely for free. The digital version, not the physical copy. You can go to Gumroad, like you're going to chew gum, G-U-M, road, like you drive down something, R-O-A-D, gumroad.com/, I think it's Amberly, A-M-B-E-R-L-Y-P-S-O, and you don't have to pay a thing. You can download the book, and it's literally a blueprint from beginning to end, and the reason why I made it free is because I have a big claim on it, and I talk about how I made $10,000 a month consistently as a phone sex operator, and I have to use the word made because, you know, published laws, I can't promise anybody anything, but I figure if I'm going to make a big claim, why not make it for free? So, you know, I'm not a used car salesman, sleazy used car salesman. But when it comes to first starting, it really depends on your business acumen and how you feel about your own sexuality. Someone who's a stripper, I would say, someone who's done any kind of sex work, I would say you could probably start off independent. Someone who's just starting out, they don't know much about different fetishes and stuff, they may want to start with a company. I like to tell people companies are starting. And it's where you make a little bit less money, not bad money, but a little bit less, and you get to mess up on someone else's dime. You get to learn all the ins and outs without having to it affect your business or your reputation long term. But I personally am independent. I'm independent. I'm on a website called nightflirt.com. they allowed me to set up a profile. They allowed me to take phone calls. They bill for me. They allowed me to contact my customers. And if you're going to go independent, I would definitely say start out on Nightflare or iWantPhone.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I even got it. I signed up for Night Flirt. Now, I don't understand what's going on. I have to look at it a little more thoroughly. But I definitely have started the process of signing up for, you know, an account there, because I'm really, really very serious about this. And just coming across your information and your book and your experiences of making 10K a month. I mean, ladies, really, who doesn't want to make 10K a month? Seriously. Was this consistently 10Ks every month, or just, you know, made 10K a month, or how does that work?
No, it wasn't just a one-time thing. In fact, when I'm doing more model outreach and teaching now, but when I was doing specifically just phone sex and focusing on stuff, humble brag, I am the active femdom on Night Flirt. I have 18,000 feedback, and I can absolutely say it was consistently. Whenever I was working full-time, 8 hours a day, no more, no less, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, I was making anywhere between $10,000 to even $25,000 a month. The reason why I titled the book 10,000 is I figure if I know how to make 25,000, I can teach you how to make 10. So there's a ton of money in it. It's all about consistency. It's all about logging in at the same time so that the guys know, okay, 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., she's going to be on. She's going to be online. She's going to be taking calls. It's about customer outreach. It's about building a lot. Like, I've talked to a lot of strippers. It's all like being a stripper and building rapport and getting to know your customers, getting them to come back. And it's about specialization. It's not about trying to be every woman to every man. It's about knowing what you're really, really good at, honing in on that, and creating that type of content. So phone sex is no longer you just pick up a phone and talk dirty. It's actual, like, content creation. And then you get phone calls based off of that content, if that makes any sense.
No, definitely, definitely. I definitely understand. But what's so amazing about you, because I realize that you do a lot of different things. So it's like, how do you, you know, maintain being amazing and still being able to, you know, keep your volume up in terms of, like, you know, your numbers and money and things of that nature? Because you do a lot, even outside of, like, you know, the phone sex thing. You're doing the awards, you're the poster girl. Like, how do you manage not to, like, pull your hair out, which is very pretty hair, by the way. As a cosmetologist as well, I was just looking at your hair, and I was like, she has some beautiful hair. So, yeah, that was just, like, a little quick side note. But how do you not kill yourself
the hair,
you do?
Usually a wig, but I do have naturally good hair. It's just, I can't straighten this every day. I can't. It's a mess. but thank you. I appreciate the compliments. When it comes to phone sex and foot sales, I really kind of stepped back from that because a year ago. Actually, closer to 2 years ago, I started just – I didn't have time in the day. I started having a ton of girls messaging me on Night Flirt saying, hey, I've seen you. You've been around for like 5-10 years. I've been around 13, but they thought 5-10 years. And they're like, you're always at the top. You're always busy. How do I become like you? Or they'll see my Night Flirt page, which I designed myself, and they're like, it's really pretty. Where did you get the design? So on and so forth. So I found myself spending less time with my guys and more time trying to help girls, because the guys make me money, but I'm pretty good with money right now, and even 2 years ago. And I felt bad for these girls who felt like little mini me's, you know, when I first got in the game. And no one helped me. Like, back when I first started, it was this big hush hush, we don't want more girls in because they're going to ruin it for everybody. They're going to find our little honeypot and take it away. And I've never been like that. So I wanted to help them. And then I just realized that that you know, it would be better if I just took the time and just sat, wrote the book. But to answer your question, I'm kind of going all over the place, sorry. To answer your question,
okay.
How I balance it all, if I was just doing phone sex, that would be the answer. I do the phone sex, that's it. The way I balance the being the PR manager for the BBW Awards, writing articles, doing PR for other clients, is I really don't do phone sex as much. I still take calls from my guys. I still test out new stuff so I can give you guys the best information I can. Truth be told, though, I usually just go find experts. Like, I find the top girls of different sites, interview them, give them credit, and then I pass on that information. So I'm basically becoming an information treasure trove type of girl that are still in. But I'm not going to lie. Probably in about a year, I might end up making my grand exit and just go into helping models rather than taking phone calls. I know that sounds bad.
No, because you know what? We all have to evolve.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's
and
the way I look at it.
Different things. Yeah.
Yeah, that's,
you can't
that's
always
the way
do
I look
that.
At it.
Yeah.
Phone sex is still extremely lucrative. Some people are like, are you getting out because it's not lucrative? And I'm like, no, it's that it's super lucrative, but I don't have the time to do 8 hours a day of talking to guys and then do, you know, even 3, 4, or 5 hours a day to help girls. And my passion is helping these girls.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
no,
yeah,
absolutely.
I am pulling my hair up, if that makes you feel better.
No, definitely. But you're pulling it out and not even pulling it out. You're just kind of straightening it out and pushing it to the side out
yeah.
of your face. So basically
exactly,
that's
yeah.
admirable because of the simple fact that you're willing. There's not a lot of people in this industry that are willing to help you. I mean, outside of Dr. Sue, and I hate to sound redundant, but – you know, once I've met her and learned who she was and what she's about and seen what she was about just from, like, the things that she tried to advocate to help everyone else on Twitter that's in the same type of field and, you know, whatever, I'm like, yo, who does this? Like, there's not a lot of people that are willing to show you the way is what I'm saying. So, yes, I
yeah.
do understand if you're taking a different avenue and you're more willing to help other people get their self started versus, you know, put yourself continuously in that path because you've been there and you are there and you know what it's about. But to, you know, make
oh, yeah.
sure that everything
and,
else is working for other people and to take note of other people who are, like, up and coming and things of that nature, I think that takes a pretty big individual and a confident individual to do because we all know as women are catty. Women don't like
yeah,
to, you know, tell you you're beautiful and you look nice without them feeling some kind of way at the end of it. Like, she looked nice, but whatever, because if I had that dress on, I look better, you know. So,
exactly.
especially, huh?
Exactly.
So, you know,
that,
it's a lot of breaking down in this community. Yeah.
And not only just that, but, like, I also saw a lot of predatory stuff happening. I saw people, oh, I'll give you phone sex advice, pay me $100. And I'm like, but what are they getting for that $100? What is that
mm-hmm.
person actually getting? And then when I found people who did pay it, they're like, I don't feel like I got much information. I feel like I paid her $100 and she's $100 richer, but what? I can't even use this information. So that was another reason why I became so passionate because I've been ripped off. I've watched other people get ripped off, and I'm like, you know what? Someone, and Dr. Sue does this too, someone needs to, or rather multiple people need to be willing to offer up information and help people without ripping them off, which is another reason why I also wanted to give my book out for free. Like, if you can go through that 250-page book and nothing in it helps you, you're out nothing. And if something does help you, I believe it'll come back to me, so...
Right.
I try not to be predatory.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've heard that you're doing a podcast. Is that something that you want to discuss,
God.
Or or is that something you're still working on?
Season one is out. We kind of had to take a small break.
you know what? I'm going to call a spade. I'm not going to pussyfoot around. I emailed Exotica, which is an adult conference that they have 4 different locations a year, at one point while we were doing the podcast during season 1, and asked them if I could speak. And I thought I would get blown off. I didn't even think I would get a no. And they said yes. So I wasn't prepared for it, and all of a sudden I had to go to Denver, and I had to go to Chicago, and now I'm getting ready to go to Miami. And then at the same time, I emailed the Erotic Heritage Museum here in Las Vegas, and I'm like, hey, I'd like to speak at your museum. And again, I wasn't even prepared for a hell no. I was prepared to just be ignored. And so I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off, and we're actually going to be recording the next season starting June 11th. So it should be out by the 14th. It's called Kink Blast.
Wow, that's awesome. And not only are you, I mean, people need to understand, because, you know, I've been talking about you for the last few days, and I'm kind of picking up bits and pieces of who you are and trying to have, because my thing is, like, let's empower women and women. Let's let them be another Amber Lee, you know what I mean, in terms of how they do things. So as far as, like, PR work, you know, the legendary, you know, porn star Nina Hartley, are you still working with her?
Oh, my God, she's amazing. I met her at AVN, and, yeah, we're still good. We're still friends. She is, gosh, words don't even express. She's one of the most, she's actually one of my inspirations. When I met her at AVN this past year, she gave me this big hug and whispers in my ear. She's like, if you're new to this business, all you need is 100 guys willing to pay you $50 a month, and you'll never have to beg for a paycheck for the rest of your life. And I was like, I've got way more than that. But the fact that she would whisper that in someone she didn't know's ear was so powerful. I was like, that is so empowering. Like, no one drops truth bombs like that. That is, I love her. Sorry.
Right. Absolutely. And I love you, because it's like you're coming from like a real place, and those are you're the type of person that I would want to talk to every day. And I'm not just saying that because we're on air. It's just because you can tell by the way you're responding to the questions that I'm asking you that this is really Amber Lee. God is Amber Lee, and, you know, this is what it is. You know, I'm on the level of, you know, same level as everyone else, although I make $10,000 a month. But I am on this. I keep myself level, and that's awesome. So what would a person have to do in terms of, like, how long would they have to be, like, in the phone sex industry or be a dominatrix or any of those things to allegedly, like, you know, work up to being in the Biggie Awards?
Wait, you mean, like, the actual Biggie Awards, the BBW?
Yeah, the actual
Biggie Awards.
Like, what would it take? Like, what do a person have to do to get to that degree?
I mean, there's different categories. Like, there are newcomer categories, so it could be as much as, like, 4 months. It just depends on how fast are you willing to run and how thirsty you are. And when I say thirsty, I don't mean, like, you're willing to stab your best friend to get there, but are you spending 8 hours a day going on Pornhub, posting clips of yourself? Are you going on Reddit, posting threads about yourself? Are you uplifting people? Because the way you get people to promote you is by uplifting them. Are you on Twitter uplifting people? Are you constantly producing content, so on and so forth? So the average person, I would say 2 years, but I have seen it done in 3 to 4 months. You just look and you're like, oh, there's a person, and then, like, 3-4 months later, they have, like, 5,000-6,000 followers on Twitter, and they're on every single site, and it's like Freddy Krueger. Everywhere you look, you see them.
Right.
And that's how you have to be. That's how you have to be if you want to get to that level. And same with phone sex. Like, I have had vanilla accounts where I take just any call that comes through, and just to test, I actually recently created an account 3 months ago, and
I just started making 10 grand on that account. And I'm working it maybe, I would say it's like a little bit over a part-time job, but same thing,
mm-hmm.
3 to 4 months and of constantly creating content, cultivating your fan base, and disseminating your trailers and your sample content, and you can be making it at a level where you're recognized, where people know who you are, where people are like, oh, that's a person of notoriety.
Absolutely. So me starting out, as you see,
mm-hmm.
you, I only have
on
like 3 followers right now. Like, what I do to like open up this whole, you know, crack the nut and make it all happen? What's your advice?
When you say followers on Twitter, are we talking about on Twitter, on Nightflare?
I'm talking about in general, because this is me starting for the first time. So, yeah, I know nothing about nothing, and I'm just, you know, trying to catch wind of what everyone else is doing to become a part of it. Like, how do I, like, you know, merge into that category of people to start being recognized and, you know, making money?
Okay. You specifically, just starting out, identify 10 people that you just write down their names. I will literally send you a picture of my board. I have a whiteboard in my room, and every day I wake up, I erase it and I rewrite it so I'm mindful of it. Those are the 10 people I try to constantly reach out to, and not all of them have 1 million followers. Some of them have like 1,000, but these are people I want to engage and turn into my tribe. I promote their stuff, and I don't look for anything back. If they promote my stuff, cool, but I will always promote their stuff. I engage. It's not just retweeting. It's, hey, how's it going? Or, oh, my God, I love that dress. It's something genuine that I would say if you were in my house.
Right.
So start building your tribe, because anybody who's been in this game even a month has a couple of customers. There's usually some sort of overlap. Or when it comes to like places like Twitter, I've got a lot of people that follow me who are not I'm not their cup of tea. They follow me because they like me as a person, but I'm not their cup of tea. But they might like you. So engage with people. The second thing is, start making content. What do I mean by that? MP3s, photos, videos, whatever you can make, create that content. I like to tell people, try to create something a day, one thing a day. Commit to that. Make an MP3, make a video. If you can, use pictures of yourself, use pictures of yourself. If you can't, use pictures of a model that you've purchased, you have the legal rights to use. You can even, if you know how to edit, you can even edit to make the pictures look different. But create something and put it up in at least 5 places. So, like, Night Flirt, I Want Clips, Clips for Sale, Kink Bomb, and Amateur Porn. You can put them on all 4 of those places, all 5 of those places, and set a charge to it.
Okay.
Then you want to promote that. You want to say, hey, I just put a new clip, a new video up on this place, so on and so forth, and start. I mean, you might not even get sales the first day, but I know there's some profiles I have where I've put up content and I haven't even like checked back on that site. And, you know, I still make sales on it, even though I put up content a long time ago. And once you start building that library, you're going to start getting – hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, sorry. I thought my phone
cut
off.
That's okay. I was just listening so intensely.
No. It's like I heard a little bit of background noise, and then it just was radio silent, and I was like, my phone does that. So, anyways, once you build up a library, in 30 days, you're going to have 30 things to buy. Look at it this way. A guy is going to come along, and if he purchases one thing, now he has the option to purchase 7 or 8 other things that are similar from you. You now have a repeat customer.
Right.
in your content, tell your customers what you want to do. I tell my customers, hey, if you want to keep up with me, follow me on this website. Follow me on Twitter. This is where I post all my latest stuff. And now they have a way to connect with me outside of that site, and I can start building my fan base. Another thing that I do when I do want to get noticed by someone who's bigger is I direct my fans to them. Hey, I really like Sophia Rose, good friend of mine. I'm like, hey, Sophia Rose, you're awesome. She's awesome. Make sure you buy this clip from her. If I watch a whole bunch of people, of your people, even not even a whole bunch, it could be one or two of your people purchasing a clip that you suggested for me. Now you have my attention. I'll start promoting your stuff. But in order for people to promote you, remember, you have to have something to promote. You have to have content. Being able to take a phone call can be considered content, but I like to say you always have something that's offline as well, so you can make those offline sales.
Absolutely. It makes sense to me. So I'm really excited because I'm ready to get my whole thing started, you know, to see where it'll take me. Who knows where it will take me, but I'm hoping that it will take me somewhere. So it'll be awesome. It would be awesome for the experience, even if it doesn't, just for the experience of it all, it would make me happy, you know, because I started to feel like an old fogey goddess, and I'm just like, you know, it has to be something to me left. It has to be. So basically, you know, these pointers and this advice and everything like this would definitely, I'm not guaranteeing that I'm going to make $1 million, but I'm confident enough and I have the energy and the drive enough to put into it because I don't feel like it's so much different from stripping.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. And you're not an old fogey. Like, I literally know 60-year-olds that are in this game, and I like to tell people that you don't have to quit one to do the other, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this as a compliment, too, because I know some girls that do professional stripping. Like, they're 40 years old. Not that if you're a stripper, you're not a professional, but, like, when I say professional, I mean this is what they want to do forever. This isn't something that they're doing just to pay, you know, to get through college, and then it's done, it's over, whatever. If that makes any sense, I hope that makes sense. And I told them that this is a great compliment, too, because if you're stripping and you're creating content, you can tell your lead guys, like, hey, I post videos here, such and such and whatnot. It's a great way to build even more repeat customers. But again, if you're just wanting to do phone sex, I like to tell people my book is the title is a little bit of a lie in that it's not just phone sex. It's about clip creation. It's about audio erotica creation. Because that's where I make most of my money. Most of my money is made while I'm sleeping. It's made when I'm taking my kids out to the park. It's made when I'm out on a date with my husband. It's made because I made that content that morning, and then I released it, and then I made all my money off of it. I'm making all my money off of it throughout the day. And, yes, I do it on the phone, and I do take phone calls. But, again, my goal is usually hit before I ever take a phone call, if that makes sense.
No, definitely. It makes a lot of sense, and I love the way it's set up. And like I said, I love your personality. I love the way you carry yourself and how you're doing things. And I do understand that this lifestyle, you know, there are so many people doing the same thing, but of course you have to stand out from the in crowd and do your own thing. So there is money to be made, and I'm guessing there's money to be made for everyone, and just based on how you carry yourself and how you carry it out. The next thing, and probably one of the last things, Amberly, that I really wanted to talk to you about was the Kink Bomb payments and stuff like that.
Kink Bomb payments?
Kink Bomb loses their, like, payment processor sometimes, right, and they don't pay out.
I understand. Okay, yeah, so that's due to Cesca Fosta. That's not necessarily the company. This ish happens. This is part of the reason in my book I really stress, do not go into this full time. Do not flip off your boss. Do not do a big lengthy goodbye speech. Do not come out of the adult closet until you have 6 to 8 months of living expenses in the bank. And that's simply because this could happen to any company. For those who don't know, FESTA-FOSTA is a set of U.S. legislation which is being challenged right now, but it made it really hard for people to be able to process for adult transactions online. It put a lot of liability on whoever's running the site. So a lot of websites decided to shut down altogether. And what it did for a lot of banks, because another set of legislation that went with it, allows for banks to discriminate against who they're banking with. They decided that they're not going to bill for a lot of adult sites. So essentially, Kinkbomb has money and they owe people, but they have no way of getting it to them, and they also have no way of processing current payments. I believe they did get it fixed recently, but you've just got to be prepared to take a knock like that. You've got to be prepared for what happens if Night Flirt shuts down tomorrow. What if they just say the risks aren't worth it anymore? What if they aren't, even if that, what if there's someone in there embezzling money, or what if they're not making as much money as we think and they just shut down? Because this actually happened in 2008. Night Flirt got sold to AT&T, or rather I think AT&T originally owned them. Something happened where they got sold and they didn't, for like 2 weeks, they were non-existent. No one knew what happened and we had no warning. And that was really hard for a lot of people to weather out. And it killed, absolutely killed some titans. There were girls making $400,000 a year who we haven't heard from again. They just disappeared. They moved on to other things. So it can happen to anyone. It doesn't mean that a company's bad. You just have to be prepared for it. And 90% of times, especially a company like Kinkbomb that's really respected and has a lot of pull in the adult community, they do make it right. You just have to give them time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
that sounded preachy.
No. It explains a lot. You know, you're basically just breaking down everything that people should be conscientious of, you know, going into this field. And it's amazing, and I love you for it. I want everybody to know that they could go over to moneyovermen.com, okay, to get in tune with Miss Goddess Amber Lee. You know, it's her official website, and you can, you know, pay now. Ask questions later. That's where I'm at with
it. Exactly. I like to tell people, have backups. Like, Night Flirt's nice, but I've also got I Want Phone. I Want Phone's nice, but and I Want Clips, same company. They're nice, but I also have Clips Sale. I have Kinkbomb. I have Amateur Porn. Pornhub now does Clip Sale. So does Model Centro. This is why it's really important to tell guys where they can find you and to own your own websites. So many of these girls do not own their own websites, and when they get shut down someplace, they have no way of being able to contact their customers and say, hey, I'm not over there anymore. You can find me over here, and you're basically starting from scratch or praying that your guys love you so much that they'll hunt you down. But in this, so like 5-6 years ago, you had a better chance. But in this social media age where we forget the names of our, like, pets that we've had for 6 years if we don't see them every day, I hate to say you're going to be forgotten. Like, I'm not making fun of anybody, but that's a reality.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Amber Lee, you are the best, and I love you. I just want to put that out there.
You.
And I'm definitely going to put your link for your book in rotation with my, you know, social media team, so they can definitely keep tweeting it out so people can get in tuned. I would love to have you back on and, you know, to follow up with you and let you know what my progression is, if there's any. And I really, really...
My
yes, I appreciate
really
you taking the time. Yes, absolutely. You are the best. Now, before I let you go, is there anything that you want to let our listeners list, you know, list all the things that you want them to know about Amber Lee before you go? If there's something I didn't ask or anything like that, just put it all out there for me.
First off, I want to thank you. This means a lot, and I'm very, very appreciative. Again, if you want my book for free, it is on Amazon, but I truly do implore people to get it for free and decide whether or not it's BS before you do anything. And you can get that at, oh, I lied to you on the link. It's gum.co/AmberLeePSO, as in phone sex operator. And you can also, I'll also be talking at Exotica here at the end of July in Miami. So you can meet me in person if you're going to Exotica Miami and come to my live talk.
Yeah, that sounds hot. That sounds hot, and she is hot, you know, so you definitely want to make sure, you're welcome. You definitely want to make sure that you're, you know, in tune to that if you're available to do so. And again, for all of those looking for someone with beautiful hair, sexy lips, and also Lauren eyes, you can definitely check out Goddess Amber Lee. And by the way, the book is free, but her time isn't, so let's not get that twisted. You can run to her to her website and definitely sign up and be a member and stay in tune with all things Goddess Amber Lee. Amber Lee, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time and making it all happen for me for less than a week. All I did was ask this beautiful woman to come on, and she was like, yeah. So sometimes it's not that easy for Miss P, but I really thank you for being, you know, a team player. I adore you, and I definitely look forward to, you know, everything Amber Lee. Thank you so much for tuning in today.
No, I appreciate you. Have a great day. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. You have a good one. Bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Goddess Amber Lee. And again, you know, make sure that you guys head to moneyovermen.com. I'm definitely filling that website. I'm pissed that I didn't think of that name for a website, but, you know, you can't think of everything. Again, the book that she's talking about is how she made $10,000 in a month. You know, she's offering it digitally for free, but you guys can also buy it on Amazon.com. I want to give a shout-out to my baby, my boo, my love of my life, Dr. Sue, for putting me on to Goddess Amber Lee. And definitely check out Dr. Sue at InBedWithDrSue.com. She is also one of my bestest friends. She's also very, very inquisitive and very intelligent and very loving and open to everyone. For those who's been listening to the Intu show for quite some time, you know that Dr. Sue would join me on segments, and she'll just go off and let you know what it really is. And when you find people like that that's in this industry that really don't let you know what's going on, you have to embrace them. And so, you know, Amber Lee would be someone that I would embrace. Dr. Sue is my baby. So please, like I said, stay in tune. You can follow Dr. Sue at Dr. spelled out DocTorSue on Twitter, because that's where she likes to spend a lot of her time. And you can definitely follow Amber Lee at AmberLeePSO. And you can just drop the In Tune show into your Google, and you will be in tune with Miss P and everything that goes on with all the shenanigans that I have. Until next time, baby, stay in tune, because I want to be in tune with you. Have a good night. Or it's not nighttime, is it? Have a good day. Until next time.
Sweet, heard the tune in. Okay, Lost Five Radio. Geico presents Share